Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream. I still have a dream.
Stereo music power.
I still have a dream. You're alive. Who else? PWD Radio, Ms. V. You can call, listen in, hit the digits, 347-237-4501. And in just a moment, I'll be joined by R&B soul artist, JP. Our live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. No commercials, just the hottest indie music artists of today. Also, too, we will be having some DJ mixes. Hourly mixes, kind of going into our 24/7 nonstop. So be on the lookout for that as well. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and who else? The indie artists of today. We consider and support and play all genres of music worldwide. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and bring our guest on in, R&B soul artist JP. What's good?
It's May. How you doing, Ms. V? I'm good.
Oh, I'm really glad to hear from you, because I was thinking to myself, I'm like, you know, because when we arrange interviews and everything, you know, a little bit of time goes by, so you're just kind of like hoping that, you know, each artist is maintaining their their time schedule.
Exactly. Glad to be on with you.
And I'm glad to be chopping it up with you. It's always wonderful. I have your latest single titled That's It. And we're going to spin that for the viewers and the listeners. And, you know, because they get to view your page, you know. And,
okay.
You know, yeah, they get to view all that good stuff for, like, forever. So go ahead, and I'm going to jump right in. Tell us what inspired you and JP as your stage name and where you're originally from and where are you now?
Okay, definitely. I'll answer the last part of your question first. I'm originally from East Texas, Lufkin, Texas. I've been in Los Angeles, California area, actually Santa Clarita, which is like the suburbs of Los Angeles, for the past 21 years, and recently came back to my hometown area now here in the East Texas area. What inspired the stage name JP? My name is Jerry Perkins, so quite naturally I just thought it fitting to go by JP. Made it quite simple.
All right. I like that, too. You know, it's more simplistic. You know, I just like it when it's not, like, too crazy. You know what I mean? It's just
correct. JP is easy for anyone to remember, and I think more than anything, I want people to remember me by my music, and my music will make the name. You follow me?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you 110%. And, yeah, that's important, too, because sometimes, especially, like, bands, they'll be getting, like, these crazy long names, and it's like, who's going to remember that? You
right.
know, that's like the 140 character, you know? You know, we have, you know, our attention span is very short. But anyways, go ahead and let us know how your music journey, how it began, and what motivated you to pursue a career in music.
Definitely. Ms. V, I started at age 5. My love for music, so to speak, started at age 5. my father being a pastor, and he was pastoring like two or three churches, and my mom still to this day is one of the most talented organists and piano players. Basically, I began at five playing harmonica. My brother played drums. My mother was on the organ, and my father would preach and play guitar. And that sparked my interest and love for music. And then around age 12, my brother and I formed a group emulating some of the 90s groups like Jodeci, Boyz II Men, you know, Guy, New Edition. And that's what really motivated me, looking up to some of the guys from the 90s that did the style of R&B music that I really loved. And that kind of motivated me, and I don't know how to explain it. Music is just so much part of who I am that I really couldn't see myself without, you know, never not doing it as a career. Does that make sense to you, Missy?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, especially having that talent in the family, how long, you know, have you played the guitar, and, you know, what motivated you to be like, oh, that's my instrument, and do you play any other instruments like your family?
Oh, okay, you most definitely. I'll answer the last part first. Yes, I play keys, piano, I also play guitar, and I play bass guitar as well. And I started really playing guitar, I could say seriously, around about 15 years ago. So I've been playing quite a while, and I just love it. What drew me to the guitar, to me, in my opinion, and a lot of other listeners and lovers of music, it's one of those instruments that is very close to the human voice. You can make it talk, you can make it cry, et cetera. So it's a very melodic, beautiful instrument. But yes, to be clear, I play guitar, keys, and bass guitar.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. I don't know what it is, but especially for myself, there is just something really special. And it's probably just, you know, because music is just my soul. And so you can't really explain it. So there's just always been a part of me that I just am speechless, breathless, maybe, when I hear the piano being played. I don't know why.
Yes, but, very beautiful instrument as well.
It really, really is. It really is. So so tell us, you had started to tell us kind of how your musical journey and how it began and what motivated you. And, you know, you write all your own music, and you have so many talents of the instruments. So where do you draw the inspiration from when you write your songs, and as well as what is your favorite part in crafting a song?
Okay, definitely. Well, I draw my inspiration from true life experiences, from my own personal experiences, and sometimes even from the experiences of others that I've witnessed. And, you know, music is all around me, so to speak, because I, you know, I can look at something and maybe the average person just might see, you know, the beauty of the clouds, but I can see beyond that and see the poeticness in it, so to speak. And so basically, you know, I'm inspired by a lot of different things, but definitely my own personal experiences. And then my most favorite song, the part of the songwriting process, you know, it's hard to say. I play my guitar and keys, so a lot of times I would say it's just, you know, coming up with a good melody or set of chords or melody from the guitar or keys, and then being able to record that and translate a good melody onto it. So, you know, I just didn't really enjoy the whole process, Ms. V. It's really kind of hard to target one specific thing that I love the most about it. I enjoyed the entire process from beginning to end.
And, you know, and I could definitely really relate with that. And I know this is going to kind of probably be like a quirky question, but do you feel that, and I'm sure a lot of fans and music lovers would probably think the same way that I'm thinking is, does it make, you know, what is kind of more comfortable for an artist? Is it coming up with a melody, then the lyrics, or coming up with the lyrics and then trying to find a melody to step with those lyrics?
You know what, Ms. V, that's kind of hard to answer. I just think once you have a strong track musically, then normally the track sets the tone and the direction of what you can say lyrically and how it should flow melodically with those lyrics as far as the vocals. So, you know, it's just like I said, just having a strong track, and normally the inspiration for what would fit best with the track, it comes.
Okay. For those that have never heard JP until today, explain your overall sound in 5 words, or even less if you need only less.
Well, my style is nostalgic, refreshing, passionate, and very healing and very soulful, to say the least. And I think that will connect with listeners when they hear it. That's why I enjoy putting live instrumentation into my music. I know some of today's traditional music, and I don't knock it. I enjoy a lot of it. But some of it is missing, in my opinion, the love and the art of real musicianship. So I think when the listeners, I know when they hear this music, they will definitely be able to connect the fact that, you know, there's a lot of passion and love put into this work, this body of work.
And especially for R&B soul, I mean, without a doubt, there needs to be passion behind those genres and subgenres. It's definitely.
Exactly. And,
definitely.
You know, some of my music is also borderline. You know, I'm from the hip-hop generation as well. So, you know, I try to keep hard-hitting drums that still feel good to hear and give the listener something that still is familiar with the time, but also something that is nostalgic and from back in the day with the real live instrumentation. And you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a nice way to mix it up. Definitely. And so I know you kind of mentioned, you know, as a group, you know, what you were, you know, interested in, started playing before you started to get into, you know, the musical instruments and all that. Who are some of your musical influences, whether it's back in the day or even today?
Well, if I had to go back in the day and then I'll bring it to 90s all the way up to today, I would have to say going back in the day, definitely Marvin Gaye, Al Green, Michael Jackson, Barry White, Temptations, Jimi Hendrix. Definitely, you know, going into the 90s, like Babyface, Teddy Riley from Guy, Jodeci, that group and that whole sound and what they did for the game or for the music industry at that time in the 90s. And then coming up today, I really enjoy, like, your Drake. They're still, he's very good. And a few other guys as far as hip-hop, like your Jay-Z's. I still enjoy Nas, even though he hasn't put out records in a while. He's still very, very talented, very prolific lyricist. And so, yeah, that's pretty much it, Ms. V. I enjoy a variety of music. And as far as gospel, I'm talking like John P. Key. Oh, and in R&B, don't let me forget Stevie Wonder. I almost forgot him. Definitely, you know, rest in peace to Prince. I definitely have been inspired by him. He's definitely in my like, if not the best musician we've seen in our time, probably, you know, in my top five, top three, he's up there. So, yeah, that's about it.
Boy, I tell you what, when you said Babyface, I had goosebumps that just popped up. Babyface, boy, I'll tell you what, you got that whip appeal, and I'm just like, oh.
Oh, yeah, they don't make songs like that anymore, huh, Ms. V?
Oh, my goodness, they sure don't.
That's why I called this Back to Love, you know, because I'm taking it back to the essence and the fundamentals of good music.
Absolutely, taking it back is key, it really is. And I think a lot of that also has to do with the popularity over just these past few years of the fusion of the sound and the beats. And,
right.
Yes. I mean, there's so many subgenres that have never existed until over these, you know, what, the last maybe 10 years. But that's good. That just shows that music, it's moving, it's ever growing, and that's good. Definitely don't want to stop and be stale, you know.
Definitely.
So when you're not busy making music, what's your favorite thing to do? What does JP do on his time off?
On my time off, I'm really a nature person. I enjoy being out in nature, going out to the lake, things of that nature, and having some time to just unwind and really be able to reflect. And that really recharges me and allow me to approach what I do on a day-to-day basis fresh all over again. You know, I enjoy good food. I even like to cook myself. When I hang up with you, Miss V, I'm going to make some good food tonight, some steak, and Cajun shrimp, and baked potatoes.
Yeah.
And sauteed butter squash and snap beans. Yeah, I'm going to make it really good. So cooking and being out in nature, those things unwind me and relax me, you know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness. You just made the ladies, you just made their knees knock.
Is that right? Oh, man. I hear them knocking from over here, Miss V.
You know, I mean, a real woman's going to appreciate all that. You know what I'm saying?
I try to make it look sexy while I do it, too. I've been told.
Aw, that's all right, though. You know, you have to have more than one craft. You have to have more than just one craft.
Right.
Now let's talk about this single, That's It. It's your latest single that you released. What inspired the track's title? What can the listener expect from the overall sound and obviously the storytelling on this track, which the sound and the storytelling, we've already talked about how major that is in itself, but break it down for the listeners.
Oh, That's It is very simple. It's a sexy, fun song. What inspired it is summertime, and I wanted to make something that was still R&B, but still in some way was sexy and fun. And this song is simply saying that's it. It's paying homage to beautiful women all around the world. Very simple. And when the listeners hear it, like I said, they can hear something that's nostalgic, but still yet refreshing.
Amen to that. Amen to that. So what's your favorite motto or the advice that you live by? And it doesn't have to just be business-wise. It could be just, you know, how to live life in abundance.
Not to cut you off. I don't know how to articulate it, but I always tell my friends, and I live by this. If you're only doing what you have to do, then you're not living life to the fullest. At some point in your life, have to take a chance and do what makes you happy. You only get one life that you know about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that we know about.
And so, right. So I don't know what others believe. I'm not going to get all philosophical or anything like that, you know. But if you are truly reincarnated, you don't know that for sure on this journey. So if you only are doing what you have to do, then you're not living. You're only existing. Do what you want to do at some point in your life. Learn what it is to be free.
This is true, because you know why? You know why?
You got philosophical now, Missy.
That's okay, though, because I'm not going to get total, you know, I'm not going to go, like, overboard on it. But, you know, yesterday's gone, tomorrow's not promised. We only have today. We can't even get a minute. We can't even get a minute or go back. So there you have it. fun fact time. I love the fun fact. Outside of God and family, because that's a gimme, okay? What are the five things that you can't live without?
Oh, Miss V, you want me to be honest and you want me to keep it cute?
No, I want you to be honest. Honesty is always...
All right, Miss V, I'm going to tell you, I can't live without sex. Without water. I can't live without my water. You can't, of course. Hello. You said outside of God and food. So I can't live without sex. I can't live without water. Definitely can't live without my steak and shrimp. And I definitely can't live without one more valuable thing. I think I covered the hot four, Miss V. My water and my sex. You give me my water, I got energy to have sex. And if I have sex, I'm on some more water. And then I'll feel like eating some steak and shrimp afterwards.
Oh, my goodness. Where's the dessert?
I don't know exactly, but those were the ones that came to my mind. If I didn't have to think. But I'm thinking twice, you know, unfiltered, that's what came to mind.
That's what's important. That's what it's all about, being unfiltered.
I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, it's so funny. My face is bright red, I'm sure, about now. If anybody was looking at me, my face is bright red. So, anyways, moving along, where can we go and get your music and follow your movement?
Definitely. Keep it simple for the listeners. can go to my website at www.jpsong.org. That's www.jpsong.org. And on there, you'll find links to iTunes, Tidal, CD Baby, and several other major digital online distribution outlets for music. And you can click there to preview my music as well as preview it there on my website. You'll be able to look at all things JP right there on my website. You'll be able to check out videos, pictures, bio, everything's right there at jpsong.org. Again, that's www.jpsong.org, Ms. B.
Absolutely. Now, what about for, like, booking and collabs? Is it better to get to you through it?
Yeah, all
email
that information.
Or through the website?
Through the website. Go to my website,
okay.
And there is all the information needed. You'll see about me, booking, everything.
All
right.
Contact streamline
information, link to Twitter, link to Facebook, et cetera, link to my YouTube channel.
All right. Okay, I like that. You're on point. So do you have some live events, music videos, just any other projects?
Yes,
happening?
I definitely have a music video. I'm glad you spoke up on that. I just shot a music video about a month ago. It's called That's It. You'll see that highlighted there on my website at www.jp.org.com, and you'll be able to click on that and watch that video. And, yes, I'm planning some live events coming here. I'm going to work with the group, that was on No Limit Records, Masterpiece, No Limit Records. We still do shows. Thank you so much. Funk is going to be looking. So,
all right. You're breaking up on me. You're breaking up on me.
Okay. Is this better, Ms. V?
Yep, you're better. Okay. We missed a lot of that.
Okay. I was saying that you can go to my website to look up any future events. I also work with a group, platinum-selling group, Sons of Funk. They were on No Limit Records. I've been working with them since 2000. I'm a member of that group. We're going to be possibly doing some shows here coming up soon with myself, JP, Sons of Funk, and we're working on some other acts to come on that show as well, possibly from No Limit. We recently did one with Silk the Shocker from No Limit and some of the other No Limit re-artists. It was basically a No Limit reunion concert. And so, yeah, go to my website, and any future events that's coming up, all of that will be there. Also on my website, you'll see my video highlighted there to my single, That's It. You'll be able to click on it and view that video. And if y'all enjoy that, please share it with all your people.
Absolutely. So go ahead, take this time. Go ahead. Any shout-outs you may have or anything else that you would like to share that we may not have covered in this interview?
I just want to give a shout-out, first of all, to BWD Radio. Thank you guys for having me on, Ms. V. And I want to give a shout-out to my boy Big Diz from SOL, Rico from Sons of Funk, Zoe from Sons of Funk, my boy JT Eternal. And also I want to thank Sheiky Perkins for being so loyal and supportive of my dream and vision. And that's pretty much it. And all those that believe and support me, I really appreciate you guys. And I just want you guys to listen and enjoy this music. And I know that the passion and love will connect with you.
I like that. I like that. All right. Well, thank you for the interview. It's been wonderful. So
before you
leave out, go ahead and take us on into what else? That's it.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. You guys are listening to BWD Radio. This is your boy, JP, and y'all about to check out my new single, That's It.
That's it. All right. And I'll catch you on the flip side.
All right, Mr.
I'm sorry. then rolled another one and popped the bottle. Ooh, damn, girl, it's getting hotter. Let me go and take that picture, shoot some models. Ain't never met another lover quite like this. The way you touch and kiss me, girl, ooh, that's it. You be going in so hard, the way you move, don't quit. The mothers ain't got nothing on you, you're the shit. So that's it, baby. The way you try to control me, the mind control me. So that's the shit, baby. Do me how you want to do, I won't stop the jumping. So that's it, baby. The way you try to control me, the mind control me. So that's the shit, baby. Do me how you want to do, I won't stop me.
Catch BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music station at bwdradio.com. Your number one variety radio station, spinning all music genres of the hottest indie artists of today. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BWDRadio_. You can also visit me, Ms. V, on Twitter and Facebook, BWD Promotions. You can also visit the sister site, bwdpromotions.com. Take BWD Radio on the go with you. Yes, you can download our mobile app. Yes, it's hot. It's awesome. It's beautiful. Even if you just want to enjoy the graphics. I mean, you know, it takes you to the beach. What can I say? You can grab it on iTunes and Google Play with direct links. You can also grab them on bwdradio.com. Also, be on the lookout. BWD Magazine, it's a bi-monthly. May and June's issue is already out. It dropped on the 1st. It's always a free read. The next issue will drop on July. So be sure to give us a follow on Twitter and Facebook as well at BWD Magazine, or visit us at bwdmagazine.com. It's a variety entertainment magazine. All right, with Ms. V, I'm going to bounce on out of here. So be sure to tune in. Same BWD day, same BWD time. Ms. V, she's out.